morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. I am Josh, that is Jason, that is Guy Plus Beard down there. This is the Red Pill Project's Daily Dose, live with you Monday through Thursday, 7:30-ish p.m. I hope everybody is doing well today. We had some interesting things happen today, some news, some SCOTUS news, some Trump news, some Q news, these types of things. Yeah, we're going to talk about a few different things. And someone's asking, what happened to D5, Josh? Well, D5 just, I think, marks the beginning. You know, D-class didn't happen, but there, I think there was actually some D-class that we missed. I had it up the other day. I forgot to go over it. I'll pull it up again, and I'll try to actually get it on to the Red Pill Daily Dose, or a social Red Pill, so you guys can see it. I don't even remember what it pertained to, but it was some interesting information. I think it was pertaining to Russiagate. But, hey, look, you know what? These things take time. And we actually saw some movement today, which was really interesting. Number one thing that happened today is Judge Alito dismissed the Pennsylvania lawsuit. He didn't dismiss the lawsuit. He dismissed the emergency briefing, which means that it would have moved it ahead of all other cases. And he denied that. The case is still pending with the Supreme Court. Now, why did he do that? Well, I think that he might have done that, or they might have done that, because the Attorney General in Texas filed a lawsuit suing, or asking permission to sue, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Now, this is big, guys. This is big. Right after this happens, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, from what I've heard so far, have joined or given support to Texas behind this lawsuit. Senator Ted Cruz has offered to go ahead and represent Texas in this lawsuit. So this is interesting. This is big. Because listen, the Supreme Court just voted less than an hour ago, 6-3, to hear this case immediately. Which means that they'll be hearing it very, very, very shortly here. So I'm pretty pumped about this. What about you guys?
Yeah, it's exciting news.
Absolutely.
I'm curious to see who will jump into this in the coming days, too.
Well, we saw right here that Louisiana AG is not backing, is backing, but not joining the Texas SCOTUS election lawsuit. This is from Ivan Pachakovic. The Louisiana AG is saying SCOTUS should look at the separate Pennsylvania mail-in ballot deadline extension suit Louisiana joined weeks ago. So Louisiana actually joined a few other lawsuits. And that's the one that Louisiana AG said they weren't going to join this. This is Alabama Attorney General saying that they were going to join this one. But everybody is backing Texas on this. And so if we remember correctly, who was it that told us constitutional crisis? Do we remember? And you got to understand that this is a constitutional crisis in every way, shape, or form. Right, the states are in the process of filing lawsuits. This is a constitutional crisis. Get your game faces on. Q reminded us that the election is going to lead to a constitutional crisis. Why? Because these states, every single one of them, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, I already said, in Michigan, right? They changed the laws before the election. Weeks before the election, unconstitutionally. They didn't do it through the legislature. They pumped it in and the governors changed the laws. You can't do that. That's illegal. And that's unconstitutional. And this is why this is a constitutional crisis. So this is going to be really interesting. Honestly, looking at this with the jurisprudence, the level of, what is it, case history pertaining to these types of cases, these states are screwed. The fact that they pushed these laws through prior to the election without the state legislature is unconstitutional. It violates the United States Constitution. They disenfranchise voters, and those votes will be thrown out, which means that, like everybody was saying weeks ago, this will all default to whatever the election tally was, 3:30 a.m., on the 11:30 p.m. the night of the election.
Yeah, like Trump said,
before the voter anomalies.
Before the voter anomalies.
Yep.
Good.
That's well, big. At least that's what we're hoping.
Boom.
Yeah. I told Josh today, man, I almost called you
your real name.
No, I almost called him his real name. So Guy Plus Beard, I'm sure you're kind of hearing the same feedback that I am. So before we did this today, I was on a meeting for purchasing, things like that, that we do in our business. And I've been hearing the same thing from everybody. I'm curious to see if you're hearing the same thing in your world of business, which is June and July, this is over. COVID is over. Or procurement issues is going to be basically streamlined and it'll be much better. Is that what you're hearing out of curiosity?
Not in my line of business.
Curious, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of supply chain interruptions and nobody's making any kind of prediction as to when it might ease up. So, but it's an easy thing to lean on. So I don't think anybody wants to take out their, their crutch, I guess you could say. So, yeah.
Well, that is true. COVID has been an incredible excuse for not getting, as far as a contractor goes, or being behind because of so many orders. All you really got to do is be like, COVID, and people are like, oh, I get it. So usually they're all over you,
So someone just said, and they said, I don't think the Supreme Court is going to dictate the outcome. And they said, I've been hearing too many things about the military. We're going to get into the military aspect in a minute, but understand this. The military play is not about the election. The military play is about insurrection, is about a coup. Okay? The military can't go in and say, oh, we're canceling the election. It doesn't work that way. Remember, law and order. When the Supreme Court, and this is how I foresee this happening, the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of Trump. Every single one of those states will be flipped to Trump. Trump will be announced the victor. The electors will have to go to him, okay? And Trump will be the next president. We'll all be happy. And then what does this do to China? What does this do to the deep state? What does this do to their color revolution that is on the ground right now?
It's time for them to hit the nuke.
That's
there, it. No holds barred.
That's right. Then they Royal have Rumble. To... They have to move forward as fast as possible with their agenda. Yep.
I think he might have froze up.
Yep. I thought he was just like this. I was like,
it was just the element of suspense.
Froze again.
No, yep. I'm joking. But no. So, So this is the key there, is the deep state, they have to do something. They have to move. And so this is what's going to happen is FISA. I heard it today. Everybody's like, no, they said Pfizer. I said, I heard FISA. But either way, FISA works both ways. We know that play is coming. Now, everybody's been mentioning it. I'm going to pull up the tweet real quick. This is an important one. I want that one there. There's two tweets, three tweets. I got to go over pertaining to this. I got to find the right one. There it is. Okay. So, there's that. Okay, here we go. So, this was this morning, 12 hours ago. Cash Patel, the new chief of staff to acting defense secretary Chris Miller, returns to D.C. early from Asia trip with Miller. Pentagon won't say why they were called back abruptly. Now, they got back 12 hours ago, guys. Who posted today?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. They've been gone for a while, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've been gone in Asia for a while. All of a sudden, they come back to the United States. Now, let me ask you this. If you're in Asia, are you going to try to utilize secure communications to post those types of things on those boards?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You're going to wait till you're back to the United States.
In your safe haven. Yep.
Did anybody see it? I saw it. Oh,
yeah.
That's great. I like that.
Okay.
Somebody, Somebody was saying that we need to follow Wano Saban. I don't even know who Wano Saban is.
I'm not looking into Wano Saban. That's the whole...
Yeah, but I will say, like a Chuck Norris statement, Red Pill doesn't follow Wano Saban. Wano Saban follows Red Pill.
No, I'm just... I've looked at some of the information. I'm just not really... It's not my
thing. Yeah.
He's a JFK Jr. guy.
Oh, gotcha.
Anyways,
speaking of that...
Well, hold on.
Yeah,
I'm going here forth here. So on Facebook today, the last few days, we had the 1st Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airport Airborne Division, talking about their Devil Storm, which is, I believe, an annual event that they have coming up. And right at the bottom, it says, "The storm is upon us. Watch it unfold this week." And then the 82nd Airborne said, "The storm is coming." Wow! Yeah. Hello. Now these are SOCOM commands, by the way, 82nd Airborne. So that was pretty interesting. Then, okay, this is the double whammy, guys. All right. Do you remember Trump's tweet yesterday where he misspelled troops? He misspelled troops, T-R-O-U-P-E, and I'm the one that went out and I said, "Oh, that was easy." He changed the U to E. U plus E is 21 plus 5 is 26, right? And then we go to Q post 26. Think about it logically. The military is the only way fully controlled, save and spread. Once 11-3 verifies as first marker, biggest advance drop on the poll. Well, guess how many days dark Q was?
26.
26.
26 days.
Military is the only way. Wow. And that coincides directly with Miller and Cash Patel coming back to the United States abruptly. On the same day, okay, hold on, this gets better. You gotta also remember, this happens on the same day. I got to find it. Damn, I had it right here. I got to get rid of the ones I'm not using, huh? Close that. I'm still holding on to the same day. Okay, on the same day, the information is released about the suspected Chinese spy that reportedly slept with Rep Swalwell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this breaks a day after Tucker makes national that Chinese business guy talking about how they have spies in the highest level of the United States and they got Biden elected, blah, 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 blah. The next day, this breaks and Swalwell is basically implicated because this lady funded him. All right? And this is the same day that Cash Patel and Miller are called back to the United States. Why? Because espionage is not something that you handle through the DOJ. Especially in a time of war. I think there are movements, there are things happening between the United States and China right now. Chinese people have that guy who came out and gave that speech, he has to be very, very confident to come out and say something like that, or pretty damn ballsy. And I think it was a ballsy move. It's taunting the United States, taunting Donald Trump and the military to do something. And I really do think that this is going to turn into something, guys. I really do think. Because listen, this spy is directly connected to massive politicians. You remember Feinstein's spy? We know about these things. These people are directly connected and integrated into it. We see that Governor Kemp is now being drawn into this web of spying, espionage, and corruption. Something is going down. Something massive is going down. And we're all about to see what happens. I hope it's an early Christmas gift.
I
really do hope it's an early Christmas gift.
There was a wasn't there a university that had a professor or someone that worked there that was found to be a Chinese spy?
So there's a few of them. So Stanford University's, I believe it was their chairman or vice chairman, the dean? Yeah, one of them was arrested for basically tax evasion and collaborating with the Chinese government and taking money by the Chinese. Pompeo just came out yesterday and he ended over 6 different programs of student exchange with China. Now, this goes back to one of my original theories, if you guys remember, talking about the exchange of information, and every single one of these pertain to the exchange of information. Yeah, so this is interesting, guys. I mean, you're watching a movie, and the movie's only going to get better from here.
Yeah.
Man, just when you think that you figure out the plot line, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no figuring this shit out. Right?
Like M. Night Shyamalan, that's tricking M. Night Shyamalan. This is some twist on twist on twist.
Well, did you guys see this? Hunter Biden, a Senate report on Hunter Biden just dropped today. Did you see this? Not many people did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard about it.
The damning report doesn't raise conflicts of interest concerns. They raise criminal, financial, counterintelligence, and extortion concerns. Alarming stuff about Biden's ties to Ukraine and China. Biden and Archer found willing partners in Chinese nationals connected to the communist regime. The records acquired by the committee show consistent, significant, and extensive financial connections among and between Hunter Biden, James Biden, Sarah Biden, Devin Archer, and the Chinese nationals connected to the communist regime and PLA, as well as other foreign nationals with questionable backgrounds. These connections and the vast amount of money transferred among and between them don't just raise conflicts of interest concerns, they raise criminal, financial, counterintelligence, and extortion concerns. Do you understand what that means? That right there disqualifies Joe Biden from being president of the United States if legal recourse comes about from that.
Yeah. I mean, what if they went to the Supreme Court and didn't even present anything about the voter fraud? They just presented their case against Joe Biden being corrupt.
Well, it would have to be.
I don't think they could do that.
No, you can't.
Can they integrate that into their investigation?
Can they enter evidence into an investigation? Yes. If they try to show the complicity that the laws were changed in each state by the AG and the governor in collusion with the Chinese government, and that the Democrats are connected to the Chinese government through Hunter Biden.
Didn't you say the best way to enter evidence is through into an investigation legally?
There you go.
So are we going to see D-Class in front of the Supreme Court?
Ooh, that would be interesting. This is an interesting...
It's plausible.
It is very plausible.
This is going to be... I guarantee you this is going to be broadcast everywhere.
Here's the thing is, the Supreme Court hearing, in any court case, what do you have to show upon the plaintiff? Intent.
Right.
Why did each one of these states do what they did?
Because this governor's corrupt. This governor's been compromised.
They've all been compromised. No. Here's the evidence of their compromise from Soros, Chinese, etc. And then this directly relates and connects to Joe Biden.
Hold on. And remember, Pompeo goes to the meeting with all of the governors of the country. And he says, if you're working with the Chinese, we know it.
Yep.
So, I bet you anything. This that is how they're going to bring it all together.
Huh? That's a great theory, man. That is
D-Class was never going to happen. D-Class is going to be in front of the SCOTUS, and it's going to be televised. Everybody's going to watch this.
The world is watching.
Listen.
Wouldn't that be something?
You got Rudy. Wow. You're going to have Rudy. You're going to have what's her name? I can't think of her name right now.
Jenna Ellis.
Jenna
Ellis.
Jenna Ellis.
And then who else? You're going to have the Flynn's lawyer.
Cindy
Powell will be, I'm sure Powell will come on. This could be it. This could be D-Class.
Oh, boy. Oh, Schumer doesn't like Q, huh? Look at this. Senator Schumer just a few minutes ago, this is sent to us by Luke Gates. QAnon is a threat to our democratic institutions. Their disinformation has amplified hatred and violence. We're demanding that the FBI be upfront about the threat to our democracy and national security posed by QAnon movements, foreign and domestic. Well, that's not good.
To me, that's just a message to the insiders at the FBI to start rounding up, you know, or start to investigate these Q followers.
Well, that's basically what they're saying is these Q people are murdering us because they're getting all this information out around the algorithms and we can't stop them. Help.
Yeah, literally.
QAnon is a threat, but it's only a threat to them.
That's right. Now, this was interesting. Kaylee McKennedy comes out and says, chances of... So this was a part of the testimony of Texas versus Pennsylvania, okay? Texas versus Pennsylvania, remember this. Chances of Biden winning Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin independently after Donald Trump's early lead, and listen to this, is less than 1 in 1,000,000,000,000. Okay? This gets better. Listen to this shit. Okay? So the probability of...
Power?
What's that? Yeah, hold on.
Fourth power?
Yeah. The probability of former Vice President Biden winning the popular vote in four defendant states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, independently given Donald Trump's early lead in those states as of 3 a.m. on November 4th, is less than 1 in 1,000,000,000,000, or 1 in 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 zeros. The former Vice President Biden to win these four states collectively, the odds of that event happening decrease to less than 1 in 1,000,000,000,000 to the fourth power. Which, in other words, means, guys, and you ready for this? Mathematically impossible. This was not just a catchphrase of who was talking to you. Mathematically impossible is the basis of the Supreme Court case.
Put that in perspective when I saw that. The odds at that time on that day, which I don't remember what day it was, the odds of winning the Powerball that day was 1 in 920,000. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see the fourth power. So just 1 in 1,000,000,000,000 is equivalent to winning the Powerball 6,400 times.
So yeah, not only that, it's like overnight Star Trek becoming a reality and us traveling to another galaxy. It's about the same odds. 1 in 1,000,000,000,000.
We're going to get a special guest here in a second.
That's like
all right.
3 billion people being struck by lightning all at the same time.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Not going to happen.
Hello, special guest. We're about to get into some CUE stuff. What's up, Melly?
Hi.
Hey, Mel.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fantastic. Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm going to get in some CUE stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so, moving on here, we see that Judge Sullivan, moot, went ahead and finally dropped the case against Michael Flynn, noting in his 46-page report that the pardon was moot. Everything was moot. Moot means that debatable, in question.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting there. This gentleman, Steve Gruber was on the Bannon War Room, a 7-person team from ASOG, Allied Security Operations Group, which General Flynn helped put together, inspected the Antrim County, Michigan Dominion voting systems equipment. They copied the master hard drives, they copied the thumb drives, they copied the key cards, they looked at the tabulators, they got it all. The Dominion machines were connected to the internet because election workers could call in and Dominion techs could remote into the machines. And that's against what was testified by Dominion, by the way.
Ooh, that's big news.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Dominion doesn't want to go and testify in front of, is it Congress that they were?
No, it was the Michigan legislator.
That's right.
Has basically said either come or you're going to have a subpoena.
Or a subpoena, yep.
Yep. The next thing is, this is an interesting one. If you guys all remember the truck driver, Jesse Morgan, right? This truck driver came. He was the one who drove those ballots. His tractor trailer was taken.
Yep, this is the guy from New York City or that area and then drove down to Philly. Yep.
So the FBI calls him up and sits down and interrogates him. They don't take a statement. They start interrogating him, asking him why he came forward. Un-freaking believable. And he's got a video of it, too.
Oh, he videoed it.
Well, there's a started harassing his family. I think that there should be a video of it. Supposedly, it says video right here. This is from Jim Hoff, Gateway Pundit. I did look. I read the article. I didn't watch the video. And finally, after 26 days, we're not going to take it.
See, we're not going to take it.
That's right.
No, we ain't going to take it.
Turn it up, man.
It looks at like at 18:05 or no. Yeah. So at 5:05 PM. Oh my God. Did you guys notice that? Look what time Q posted it at.
5:05:50
Yep. Look at that. 5:05 Loud and clear. Loud and clear. We're not going to take it anymore.
It's happening.
Yep. Game on. Game on, Wayne. And if you guys didn't watch the video is really good. But really interesting there. Oh, that's I don't think anybody noticed that. What time Q posted at? Yep, 5:05 Get it. All right. So, do you think Q's going to post some more? What do you guys think?
I'm curious to see. I was hoping when we came on tonight we'd get another post. I was like, yes, that'd be sweet, right? Because who doesn't love that during their own show, right? So
I guess it all depends on what Cash is up to, right?
Well, I think it's a little bit more than Cash. I think it's Cash. Yeah. It's Miller. I think it's all of them. Now, I know someone wants to talk about that cryptic TikTok video. What was up with that? Now, I don't think, okay, I don't think it's JFK Jr. Okay? I definitely do not think it's JFK Jr. So, for Coach Crystal Crable out there, 5:05 means loud and clear. Message received.
Yeah, so Josh and I went back and forth on this last night. We put in a couple seals. I did see, and I haven't sent this to Josh yet, I did see one seal that was pretty darn close, but earlier today Josh sent me something and I have to say
it's pretty convincing.
Yeah. And it's going back to the man in the S, my favorite superhero.
Yep, Christopher Reeve.
Is that? Yeah, you kind of told him I was going to say.
Oh, I thought you were I thought you couldn't find the name.
Yeah, you know.
Like, my favorite superhero, you know, that guy with a big S, you
it's
know.
Not Batman, that's for sure. I can't believe you think Batman's not even a superhero, by the way. Batman is just a rich guy with cool equipment.
Girl, does any of the girls, like, have any opinions about superheroes? Because I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't really care. I don't know. Maybe it's just a guy thing. Guy plus beard, do you have a favorite superhero?
Me? I guess my favorite superhero is actually not one of the most commonly mentioned. I'm a Ninja Turtle fan. I've always been a Ninja Turtle fan.
Which one?
Michelangelo is my favorite.
Yes! Yeah. Chow out on pizza,
that was,
man.
That was always my favorite.
Josh loved the Ninja Turtles. When that movie came out, yep.
Oh, man, I still watch it.
And so, yeah, guys, if you go and check out this video, and it'll be posted. I think it is actually posted on the app. It goes through Christopher Reeves. It talks about the fate of all the Supermans. It talks about how right before he actually had his accident, he actually did research and played the part, a quadriplegic, in a movie, which was kind of interesting. And then how his wife mysteriously died and how he was fighting for stem cell therapies, but only stem cells from your own person, and he was against cloning. Now, what's interesting is, I'm telling you, I mean, he has these baby blue eyes that are hard, to, not hard to miss. I get it, but when you look at it, I don't know, guys. I'm telling you, there's something there. Whether this guy's just a whacked out wacko who's just messing with some people on TikTok, or that he's Christopher Reeves, I don't know. But you know what?
You know, here's the thing. Somebody's got to know this guy. And if somebody knows...
Well, Jay, look at this.
I haven't called him out yet, right?
Look at his cheekbone. If you guys look right there, look at the cheekbone, and then look at Christopher Reeve. See the indent on the cheekbones? The nostrils are flared on this also because you have an upward angle of pointing, right? He's a little bit older. The eye canals are almost exactly similar. The eyebrows are bushy, but you got to remember Christopher Reeve was also in makeup a lot, in studio a lot, and so he was getting his face and makeup done. I don't know. There's it very well could be. I'm just bringing it up. I don't know.
Let's see. He was born in 52, so...
He'd be 68.
68, does that look like a 68, I guess?
That guy definitely looks like a 68-year-old.
He could be a 68-year-old guy, yep. Yeah.
That definitely could be a 68-year-old guy. But see, the problem with people saying it was... Jay, you're on mute. The problem with saying that it was those Navy SEALs is all those Navy SEALs would only be about 40 years old.
Right. And so the curious thing is that his profile pic is him wearing his sunglasses. And you can clearly see he's taking a selfie. You can see his hands reflecting back into the sunglasses, right? But having that covering of the eyes kind of reminds you of somebody, right? Mm-hmm.
Here's the shape of a Q with somebody.
So, but in the video he shoots, he's shooting with his face up,
yep,
like which kind of distorts things, right? I'd love to see if he comes out with a video straight on. That would be much more convincing.
Well, I think a lot of people are following him now, waiting for more stuff to come.
I'm following him, just so you know. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Like I said, if this was really somebody has to know. This is like Guy Plus Beard doing this, right? Somebody is going to see this that is associated.
Oh, that's Fred, man. Jeez, yeah. he's just a crazy dude. Someone would have commented on that, and nobody did.
And nobody has.
Yep. And it's interesting, too, because if you look at the background, like the sun shining in the window right there, the shape of the window, and then you have the window at the top. Oops, sorry. If you look right here, you have the shape of the window in the back, the sun shining in, right? There's a massive glare, and then you have a window on the top. He's on a boathouse.
In what photo?
So if you look at
video? Yeah, in the video?
Yeah, in the video, if you look in the video, he's on a boathouse.
Oh.
And he's in some place that's really hot because he's sweating. And also, he's got a lanyard around his neck.
Yeah, I mean, this was a guy who fought for stem cell research, right?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know.
Also, look, I don't know if you saw in the video... I don't know if you saw in this video, a part of the picture is circled, and there's a scar right on his neck where a tracheotomy would have been. Now, you got to remember, Christopher Reeve, when he was in the wheelchair, had a tracheotomy. And you can see it right there. The scar where the tracheotomy would be.
I mean... Did the stem cells heal him and he never really died? Oh, Josh is frozen.
No, actually, I just saw some breaking news. Hold on. So, breaking news, I'm looking for it right now.
You are frozen in my screen, just so you know.
Oh, I am? Well, that's not good. Hold on. Well, it doesn't look like I'm froze. Well, I'm going to keep on going. Jay, you remember what I was saying a little while ago?
About?
China, U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like it's happening.
No way.
Well, so someone just said that someone I don't follow, and I can't follow because I'm blocked by them, posted something about U.S. Navy is positioning fleets off of both coasts. Nobody knows why.
Well, you do that because of sub-infiltration.
That's right.
Right? So this would make sense why. So somebody did say that, by the way, in the chat, and yeah. I asked for a source. So basically our military is, so a couple things. One, Russian subs and Chinese subs have been seen off our coastlines. That would make sense why we are being or deploying our Navy along our coastlines. Now, you guys got to remember, too, the majority of our military personnel is home. That yep. means the majority of our equipment is home. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're some badass mother huckers. And, you know, there's a reason somebody tried to infiltrate us rather than take us head on in a war. Right? We heard that firsthand.
Yep.
And I think the thing that we have to understand is I recently saw a general speaking, and he said, the one thing that's for certain is the people that are responsible for this, somebody else is going to be raising your children. Let that sink in.
I was a Medal of Honor recipient.
Yes. So.
Well, you know, so we're going to keep our eyes on that, because that is, if Bards is saying that, he better be very careful unless there's some validation behind that. yeah, that's, yeah, but here's the thing is Jason and I had a conversation before this. About why SecDev would be called back abruptly. You got to remember, if you put all this together, this Chinese spy is now out there. She's been collaborating, having sex with our representatives, funneling money to them. The governors, we know that many of them have been had money funneling to them. The AG's campaigns were supported by Soros, which was funneled money from China. Okay, this Chinese guy just comes out the other day, this billionaire or this millionaire business mogul, and talks about how they have top people in the United States government, right? Guys, if they just did, which they did, do what they did, that's a coup, that's an act of war. You have to understand that. And military is the only way, and I suspect military action is going to come, and most likely what's going to happen is China is probably going to try to do something militaristically. I don't want to say that for certain, but there's a good possibility that China is going to make a militaristic move. And so be prepared. Seriously, just be prepared. I mean, it's a scary to hear that, scary to say that, but if you were China and you were backed against a wall in a corner, what would you do? You're fighting for your life. You're fighting for your survival.
Yeah, and I've been saying that I feel like they're placing their, you know, strategically placing their military personnel around. You know, it's kind of like when we were in the Middle East, it had a heavy presence there. You could tell who we were targeting just by where we were based. Look at where we were surrounding, because it was, you know, the strategy was to surround. You know, take a look at the reports of China's military in Canada, which, you know, I think it's been pretty well confirmed. I've also heard about them down in Mexico. That I haven't confirmed, but if that's the case, then it's pretty evident what they're doing.
Interesting. Yeah. So we're going to definitely pay attention to that and keep on that. If anybody's got any sources on that, let us know other than Bards. Oh, Bards of War is on YouTube right now. But yeah, whatever. Care less about that guy. I'm not a big fan of his. But that's just me.
Hey.
You guys can more than happy to be a big fan of him. Up there it is. Someone just tagged me in it, and so this is Hal Turner Radio, and we'll go on over here. Ominous. U.S. positioning naval vessels off east and west coasts. Massive troop movements in CONUS. Over the past 4 days, we have been massive movements of troops, equipment, and supplies within the continental United States. Today, Tuesday, the U.S. Navy is positioning aircraft carriers and their strike groups off both the U.S. and East West Coast. It appears they are preparing to defend ourselves from an invasion. China, question mark. Late Saturday, no fewer than 25 C-17 aircraft were in the skies over the U.S. carrying troops and equipment from around the nation, all going to Nellis Air Force Base, that's in Nevada. Also late Saturday, no fewer than 12 C-130 aircraft were in the move, also headed this way. Naval deployments. This morning, according to the U.S. Naval Institute, the Navy has deployed 3 aircraft carriers plus a landing helicopter dock, LHD, off the U.S. West Coast and 2 aircraft. Okay, that's weird. Aircraft carriers and their strike groups plus another LHD off the U.S. East Coast. Off the West Coast is USS Carl Vincent in the Pacific, not at port, along with Oregon and Washington border. The USS Essex, LHD. From being in the Navy, guys, I'm going to tell you right now is that 9 times out of 10, unless you're at war, you don't have more than 1 or 2 carrier groups within the same AOR, area of operation. And usually one is always going to be in port unless one is outside and deployed, forward deployed. That's interesting.
Word in the intelligence circle says that the Supreme Court voids any and all of the November 3rd election due to the massive fraud and violations of the U.S. Constitution with changes to election laws, the lawless extension of voting for weeks in violation of 3 U.S.C.
Say that again, Jay.
Let me read it to you.
Yeah.
Word in the intelligence circle says that if the Supreme Court voids any or all of the November 3rd election due to the massive fraud and the violations in the U.S. Constitution with changes to election laws, the lawless extension of voting for weeks in violation of 3 U.S.C. 1 and 2, the Democrats are planning on asking United Nations to invade to dispose Trump as a dictator.
Yep.
There is also word with intelligence circles that the state of California, Oregon, and Washington, plus New York, might actually try to secede from the union if Trump gets 4 more years. It may need to be forcibly brought back under U.S. control, the same way renegade southern states were handled back in the 1860 Civil War. Mm-hmm. China and Russia are deploying their naval assets in such a way that transit to the U.S. would not take long. China is positioning out in the Pacific. Just in this morning, the British revealed that they have been tracking the entire Russian Northern Fleet off the British coast this month as the Russians head out into the North Atlantic for something. Whoa.
Where is that from?
It's on the same article. You just have to scroll down past the aircraft carriers.
Okay.
You'll see the world map. There's more to it, and I just don't want to read anymore because I can't. My stomach just
I saw some ads, so I stopped.
Yeah, don't stop.
Oh, yeah, it's right there. Yep, so one possibility is they are headed towards the Mediterranean to deal with Syria and perhaps Turkey, but what if they're not going to the Mediterranean? Okay, we're not going to speculate there. It sounds cool, but we won't know until we know, and that'll be a few days. Stay tuned, folks. We're seeing history unfolding. We are, definitely. And so look at that, Royal Navy. So the thing about what Jay just said there about if the Supreme Court does overturn this election, the UN, we've talked about this on this show.
We have, yep.
And I said that it is a very, very good possibility that China has already positioned their troops on the southern and northern borders.
And we know that they're in Canada and, Mexico.
Well, yeah, southern and northern and southern borders.
I know, but they're in Canada practicing military routines, and in Mexico they're working with the drug cartels.
Yep. So, interesting, guys. Guys, we can link that article. It is right now on our Twitter account, so you can go ahead and find it there. It'll also be linked at www.socialredpill.com. Guys, listen, everything's okay. Now, this isn't like, oh my God, wavy arms, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you the thing about the naval movements, that's odd. That's not right. From someone who was in the Navy for 10 years and forward deployed for 6 of those years in a carrier strike group, that's not right. Unless that report is legitimate to a certain extent.
Now you know why our boys were brought home from South Asian tour. Yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
The sky is falling. Well, you know what? It's the Great Awakening, guys. It's happening. Welcome to the Great Awakening. You have to go through these birth pains. You have to go through the dark before you can come to the light. I posted it the other day. I said, look, things are going to get much, much worse before they ever get better. You have to go through the dark. You have to go through hell. You have to go through the shit before you get to the light.
Yep.
Now, we all hope it doesn't come down to something like that, but it is a possibility. And hopefully, if anybody has their hands on a button, our little friends sitting in that Mars base intervene at that level.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, that's a big possibility, guys. I'm not, you know what? You can call me batshit crazy. I'm telling you, that's a very big possibility. And you got to remember, now think about this, Jay. Take this back to all the threats that Trump has been making. You don't want to mess with our military. We got things that you don't have.
Yep. And I bet you anything. I don't. So I said to Josh the other day, and I haven't dug on this, but I'll say it on the show. You have to ask yourself, why did Reagan introduce Star Wars?
Right.
And why did Trump introduce Space Force? Now, two patriot Republican presidents are both introduced these things. Now, Star Wars essentially becomes obsolete. They just ignore it. They don't do anything with it after he leaves office. And so you have to ask yourself, did it really become obsolete? Or did somebody secretly build it? And I do want to do some digging on it. I'm curious to see. But then Trump comes out and he says, hey, I've got this real special thing. He introduces Space Force. It's just something that makes you go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I find that interesting.
Okay. I'm leaving. I got to go to bed, y'all.
All right. Bye, Mel. Take care.
Bye, Mel.
Yeah.
So also, I forgot to show this today, is Trump had another misspelling today. He forgot the Y, and he did correct it, but he was missing the Y. This is, by the way, when he retweeted Major Patriot, which is a massive Q account. Okay? So he missed the Y when he retweeted Major Patriot, and we know what that one's from, right? What family did Soros replace? Why? I'm assuming that why I think we understand now means China or the Yi family or most likely the Li family or someone of that nature. Or it could be who we actually think it is. Identify symbolism, the owl, why. A lot of symbolism here. I've done a show directly on the why. If you guys want to check that out, it is in the video selection below. I don't know, man. This is some interesting shit.
Yeah. Stock up.
Yep. So the most significant comprehensive case yet outlining election irregularities of 2020 is Texas versus Commonwealth of Pennsylvania by Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas. This is a must read. This is Kaylee McKinney. Right there, and she went through it on Hannity tonight. Wow. It's all coming forth, guys. Remember, I posted it this week, and I said this week is going to be boom, boom, boom. And someone just said that. I gotta
so
go. Guys, look at this. Q-438. Four carriers and escorts in the Pacific. Why is this relevant? to prevent other state actors from attempting to harm us during this transition, Russia, China, or conversely, all of North Korea or all three. Think logically about the timing of everything happening. Note increased military movement. Note National Guard deployment starting tomorrow. Note false flag. Follow HUMA. Prepare messages for recurrence based on what dropped here to spread the different platforms. The calm before the storm. Wow. To the person who just put that out there, thank you very much for that. I don't think that... did he say four carrier groups? I think it was three in the Pacific. Naval movement is three aircraft carrier groups in the Pacific with an LHD, with escort. And so actually, you could look at it as a landing helicopter dock. An LHD actually has the capability to launch aircraft. And so they actually can operate as their own carrier group, so... Guys, it's this is it. It's happening. You know, it's we're gonna watch and wait and see what happens, and we're gonna keep you guys updated and just, you know, be safe. Be safe out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there, somebody just put something about December 21st. Now there's something that's really interesting about December 21st. Well, that's the alignment of the planets. Yes. Now, this lasts for the entire winter solstice and doesn't end until December 24th, right? Mm-hmm. So, which is also the last day of the winter solstice, meaning the shortest time period of the year.
Right. Do you know what happens? Do you actually know what happens on that period? You have astronomical events that occur in there. So what happens is the sun's setting position, okay, on the solstice is in the southern hemisphere of Crux. And so on December 21st, the sun sets on the constellation of Crux. And so the next day when it rises, every day during the year, the sun rises 1 degree in inclination. If you've ever seen this, there's the figure eight of the sun. Hold on. Figure eight of sun. I can show this to you real quick. And so, yep, there it is. You guys look at this here. You see this figure eight of the sun in the sky. Okay. Basically what happens is every day the sun rises. Okay. This top part right here is what we call, the solstices is the top and the bottom. And the middle is the equinoxes. Okay. And this forms a figure eight in the sky. Now, what actually happens is on December 25th, the sun starts inclinating 1 degree every day until the daylight overtakes darkness. And that comes at a time called Passover, when the sun passes over the Tropic of Capricorn and there's more daylight during the day. And the sun rises to the top of this, to the June solstice, right? That's the longest day of the year. The sun's the highest in the sky. And then it starts decreasing 1 degree every day until it gets down here, which is the winter solstice. When it gets to the bottom of the winter solstice, it stays on that spot for 3 days and does not rise or fall any degrees. So what Jay's saying there is the same thing happens with this conjunction. Is it mimics the exact birth and rebirth cycle of what we consider our sun. Our literal sun in the sky has a birth and rebirth cycle. And this is what happens during Christmas and the winter solstice. Now, this conjunction does the same thing. Is they appear to be connected for almost 3 days. Now, I've said this, and I don't know if this is what Jay was getting to. Is if we went to Nostradamus' prophecies, and you guys saw where I did the Apollo versus Athena, right? You have the children of the gods. You have Jupiter versus Saturn. You have Zeus versus Cronus. It doesn't matter who it is. Is we have a 25... So we have something called the precession of the equinoxes. Okay? And so the precession of the equinoxes, and I want to pull this up for you guys. Oops, sorry. Is a 25,920-year cycle. And this is basically the wobble of the Earth on its axis counter to its rotation, counter to its spin. Okay, so if you've ever spun a top and the top wobbles in the opposite direction of spin, that's called a precession. Our planet does that as well. Now, whether why it does that doesn't really matter. Just know that one complete wobble takes 25,920 years. Okay? Now, each time that wobbles, every 21,060 years, it enters a new house in the zodiac in the sky. So a new constellation.
Yes, and that's what's happening on right. the 21st.
So currently, right now, we are in the Pisces, the constellation of Pisces, the fish, and we're moving into Aquarius. Now, here's something interesting that I don't know people understood. Is in ancient astrological study, not astronomical and astrological study, they utilized shorter-termed celestial events like conjunctions to mark when the grander cycles were actually happening. So instead of following a 2,160-year cycle, it's way easier to follow a 500-year cycle and know that I'm going to have 4.5 of these 500-year cycles in one 2,160-year cycle. Well, guess what? The Jupiter-Saturn conjunction happens at every 455 years, which divided by 2160 is 4.5 times. Which means that for every 4.5 times that that conjunction happens, there's a new age in the zodiac. And guess what? We're in it.
Yeah.
It's happening. And this is not just any rebirth of the age. This is not just any new one. This is the end in the beginning. This is the end of a 25,920-year cycle. This is what the Mayan calendar talked about. This is the mathematics of what they pertain to. Their calendar was not off 8 years. That's just propaganda and disinformation. Okay? The Mayan calendar actually ends this year, December 21st, 2020. And what that means is that it's a time of birth, rebirth, rejuvenation, and a resetting of the calendar. We can say the Golden Age, the Age of Aquarius. We can talk about it with mixing of different waters. We can talk about it with the mixing of different energies. In very, very logical terms, just understand what this means is that the grand calendar is resetting, okay? And there's new opportunities to do new things. It's really what it comes down to. If you believe in God and the universe and how these energies arise, then there's going to be some very interesting things happening. But in actuality, what's happening here is we're at the end of a long, long cycle in humanity. And this cycle is about to be rebirthed with the beginning of a new one. And this new one is whatever we make of it, whatever we want it to be. But we got to want it. We got to want freedom. We got to want sovereignty. We've got to want love and kindness to rule.
Mm-hmm.
We got to want a clean and healthy planet. We got to want to get off this rock and go out and explore the universe. We got to want innovation.
Yeah.
We got to want facts to dominate.
Imagine being able to eat a different kind of vegetable. Or imagine, like as a kid, eating foods is kind of neat, right? Because there's no way you'll try everything, you know? But, like, don't you get sick of chicken? Don't you get sick of eating different kind of meats? I know I do. And how cool would it be, like, I'm going to travel over to Mars, man, and eat something new, you know? That would be fucking cool. Or, hey, man, let's go get some brontosaurus burgers over in Uranus.
I don't know, dude. I heard they taste like shit. But, it's a big possibility, guys, that nothing's a coincidence. The Israeli space security dude that came out the other day and said all that stuff, the video that I did back in July pertaining to crop circles, pertaining to Nostradamus' last prophecy that had everything to do with December 21st, UFO disclosure, this Israeli space dude came out and said that Trump was going to do disclosure. Listen, I'm telling you, this shit is real, and this shit is happening. Welcome to the Great Awakening. This can be the Great Awakening, or this can be the Great Reset. And trust me, we do not want a reset button for the elites. We don't want a reset button for these globalists. We want a great awakening of the world population, of every man, woman, and child on this planet to wake up to who they really are, to who they truly are, children of God, you know, souls meant for freedom. That's today. That's now. That's the wake-up call. That's how this happens. You, me, and everybody else moving forward together into the future with innovation, with happiness, with love, with kindness, into the light, out of the darkness. That's how we move. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. Preach. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Hope you all had a great night. We'll be back tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and live every Monday through Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. This is the Red Pill Project Daily Dose. Don't forget to visit us at www.socialredpill.com. Hope you all have a great night. We'll talk to you here soon. Take care.